Blog Talk Radio. The cars are lying. Shall break every chain.
We didn't know what the damn message was, but in 2014, I know what the message, because I've been singing the song just that long. He say, the only way that you could get a new you is you had to be a guru. You had to be a new guru. Well, a guru is a storyteller. And I call this lesson here, Brother Drew, rapping with my two Yehuda Jew great-great-grandfathers on both sides of the family were some Jews that raised me. I call this rapping with them with esoteric knowledge. And we're going to see what they said about what happened 50,000 years ago in the East. Always remember that we're in the West right now. And they brought this shit over here from the East to the West. So the story starts in the East before it got its ass over here to the West. This is the way we study this. So we're going to take our spaceship and zoom right on back down into 50,000 years ago, and we're going to see what Josephus, the Roman Jew, and Homer, the Greek Jew, said about the children of Japheth that was in the Caucasus Mountain, who you find at the 10th chapter of Genesis. I forgot to tell y'all, get y'all a Bible, y'all Bible if it's near, because I'll be giving you some pops of what I call hit lists that's in your Bible. We're going to do some, we're going to have a good damn understanding, because we're going to read the Bible from the Torah side. We're going to learn a little Hebrew words and all of that, because some words we got to switch it off into Hebrew so we get a bit better understanding. So when we come and trace this history just like this, then we don't make no mistakes. And that's what we have to be when we're doing this. We have to have come directly to the point. We ain't mad at nobody. We're just going to check out some things. You know, like Curtis Mayfield said, check out your damn mind. I told you we're going to have a jam session today, see. So we're going to check out our minds. Do what the old prophet said. See, the prophet wrote many songs that I sung. And he said, check out your mind. So we're going to check out the minds of the chosen people of God, who real name is Yehuda, Yasharal and Yehuda. And we're going to check out what they said about their brothers, the Germanic race of people, who they call Neanderthal. But before he was a Neanderthal, he was a colored person. What happened, we're going to ask ourselves, that made him become an albino man? This is what the Jews called it. So we ask ourselves that question. So in 2014, Brother Drew, you know, me like to play that game with your ass called Let's Ask Ourselves a Question. And old meat singers do the walking. And this King James Bible's ass that you say you believe in do the talking. And I like this game because I've been playing this game with a long time. So let's find out about the Bible. The Bible has 2,200 errors in it. The Bible is not in chronological order either. This was done this way for a purpose. The Jews was hiding knowledge through a secret society, through the numbering system. So Genesis 6, chapter of Genesis, should have been the second chapter of Genesis, and it's not in chronological order, but if you read in the Hebrew text, it's in the chronological order, where you find Dabarim 2, which means the Deuteronomy, the second chapter. Deuteronomy, the second chapter, should have been the third chapter of Genesis, because the story fit in place when you put it in chronological order. Everything falls in place as the beginning of the seed. You can't go to the up here and then come back down here and say this is the beginning, like white people did change time. See, it's a 2014 BC and a 2014 with the same dates we're talking right now. One was BC and one was AD and one was how the hell did time get changed? Oh, you can't do that shit. So the same methods that they, signs and symbols that they did that with, they put the Bible up under this. But we're in the West now, and we're going to tell the story. The story brought its ass over here, but it brought it wrong. And let's read. Let's read. I hope you got your book by now, and let's understand when it said, it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and the daughters was born unto them. That means colored people. That is colored people. Everybody spoke one language called the Yala Kwadash. It got named Hebrew after three or four different name chains in the East, but it is the La Yaquadash. Laquadash in the language means language, in this language, in the translation. Now, you see that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that were fair. Something happened right there. They had a galactical war, according to the Jewish Strolls, and some people called Anunnakis went to the top of the mountain and mixed their seeds with their brothers. And when they mixed their seeds with their brothers, this nation of people that had came to earth that mixed their seed, because other nations of people had already come to earth and mixed their seed with the creatures of the earth, these space aliens, Nephilim, as they call in the book, people that came from the sky, which they call the Nephilim that came from the Shamaim. The Shamaim in Hebrew means the sky. These people was fair. Fair means that these people was white. They didn't have any melanin in their skin. They was completely white. And they took them wives of all which they choose, meaning that they took the children of Japhet, children, and mated with them. And look what it said. And Yah, scratch that Lord, said, my spirit shall not always thrive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Meaning that the mixture of this seed right here couldn't live forever. It would only live for 120 years because of the condition it was in. The average original colored person, the male, is no taller than 5'5". The female is no taller than 4'6". 5 and 5 equal 10, and 6 and 4 equal to 10. That's Yah's number in that. The aboriginal, the original colored people, who this albino man named the Pygmies, and the Twa people, and the Dogon tribes of Mali, in the East over there, that's what the white man labeled them, but that wasn't their name. Not by far, that is the white man's name. The Twa people who you call the Pygmy, that in both countries over here on the West, when we trace our history, our ancestors, if you are over 5'6", the white man tell you you got mixed blood. So any woman that's over 4'7", you have mixed blood in you. That's what made the chromosomes mix, and we know about that later. So this, according to the story that we look in, and now let's look at number 4 here. It says, they were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, which the sons of gods came into the daughters of men, that's colored people, and they bare children of them, and the same became mighty men, which of old men are renowned. And Yah saw that the wicked of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of this heart was only evil continuous, meaning that he seen what Japheth's children had made it with the Anunnaki, but they didn't have a choice because the Anunnaki is a mind-controlling race of people that came from a place called Nubia. The Anunnaki was. And then they controlled the mind, and when they bred it with them, you was never supposed to not colored people breeding with colored people produce colored people. But if you breed outside of your nation, that's mean that you're not supposed to breed outside, marry outside of your tribe. Something would happen, a mutation would come into it, and you would start producing a mutation. This mutation was called by the chosen people of God, the Jews, a Neanderthal. And we can go back and trace their history all the way from a Neanderthal, a Paramecium man, when they became part of mankind, which we know today's society is called a Germanic race of people. We ain't mad at you. Although you have got it in your cushion that we were subhumans, and now we can read, we know who the goddamn ape is. If you told us through your who you were through your movies, The Planets of the Apes, is one great movie of how you came and symbolically and took over the world. You started off as the ape, and now you have full control. This is true, and we ain't mad at you, but you have some tamers that was out here, some colored people. See, two-thirds of us is colored. We tame your goddamn ass. The Jews, your brother, taught us how to tame your ass through the milk of a black woman. That's the reason that in 1964, when I graduated from high school, that you would kill a nigger's ass for looking up on a white woman's dress and it was hanging on the clothesline. And in 2014, you so calm that you would sit up and watch a nigger screw your mama, your daughter, your auntie on television with a million, the whole world looking at them and call it pornography, and you won't say one mumbling motherfucking word. Where you used to talk plenty of shit to me in the 60s and want to kill me about some shit. So there's only some, don't come talking no shit to me about what you think I don't know. I live the shit. I look at the white boy, and when you a woman is conquered, goddamn it, the man is conquered. They tell you that in the book of the Order Wall. They taught your ass that if you don't read what the Chinese said. The only way you can conquer a goddamn man, you have to conquer his woman. When that man, that's why they call the spoils of war booty. And once we understand that we done become booty. So the only way we have to understand is how did this shit get started over the East that done brought his ass over here to the West? Somebody have to break it down and go study with the Jews and see what's going on. We know for a fact that these beings came out of the sky. You go back, y'all got modern technology now and study about the Anunnakis. It's all written now. You can go on the internet and get the story that you're hearing right now. That seems kind of amazing to you, but it's out there. And this is the real story. You study with the Jews, you don't lose. And they even give you a recipe of how to, for you to break yourself at a certain time when the spirit of these people is calm. Do you want to follow it? No, you have some black people have followed it. But the whole of you, most of you is Christians and Democrats and Republicans. So you can't come out like the Jews told you to do, come out of her, my people. Your mind ain't ready for that, the multitude of you right now. So before y'all kill your ass, he send you a messenger. And then the minds that understand what I'm talking about, these minds will come into existence with their children through their children's children. And then you have another kind of mind that walk around in your spaceship, because see, you ain't nothing but a mind. You created in the image of the Father. He created the mind. Amen, Yah, and gave you some rules. So you in your spaceship, walking your spaceship, you have to hold maintenance on this bad boy, and it deals with food. You could, the fall of your shell that you got is food, and you had to at least go 120 years. And when you shed this goddamn shell, it told you if you lived 120 years, then you'll go get another shell that's better than the shell that you had for the mind. Because the mind would be able to be done invented what he needs to exist with the sun pouring down on his ass. See, the sun, the S-U-N, would burn your mind's ass up if it didn't have the feminine side of you, which is your spaceship. And you have to hold maintenance on your spaceship. Your spaceship needs all kinds of maintenance. But let's get back to this understanding what had happened in this story. According to the Jews, certain animals had been attacked and what they call agreeable Elohim spirits. They became spirits. Because we're dealing strictly with mind. These beings, you could see them, but when they mixed, they see they was mind controlling over. Their minds was more advanced than the human race. And when you got there, it made a mutation. And it made freaks of nature, is what the Jews would call it, all the freaks of nature. Like a cow. A cow got four bellies. You see all the animals, the different animals, that's funny. According to the old story, these beings had bred it with these animals and created these creatures, and then the flood came. The flood came, and it destroyed every family, remember, as the story goes, all the families but Noah's family. The word Noah, when we go back into the water, means he was a bovine. Bovine is cow, meaning that the agreeable spirit that had mixed with the cows, and the cow became grainers, and the people used the milk of a cow, but not eat the meat, but used the milk of a cow and the waste of the cow to grow vegetables and food, because they chewed the cud and they had four stomachs. These creatures that had created this cow, this very unique animal, and his digestive system. He was an agreeable to the colored people that lived on. They could live with that. The disagreeables was the Anunnakis when they came down. And what you're dealing now is with the offsprings of the Anunnakis, which is the Germanic race of people, which is in complete power. So how did they become in the power? Well, we got their story. We have to know their story. And so we ain't mad at them, because they brought us to tame them down where you can reason with them. They'll be able to be super reasonable and reason in another 20 or 30 years. You probably live to see it. If you notice something, how many white folks do you see eating pork? How many white folks say, get the diet? They're doing it on the advertising. They showing you that they changing, and your ass ain't changing. They give you all the information in the world of who they are, of what they can do to your ass. And you got doctors and people that call themselves leaders, call themselves in the know, ain't knowing a goddamn thing about our situation. White folks don't hide shit from you. They tell you in a book, goddamn it, what they done did to you. And you sitting up there, just like my daddy say, you are BA with a BS that old master give you, and you become a black doctor, meaning that you's a black ass with some bullshit that old master done give you, and your ass is his black doctor teaching in his goddamn ways to the nth degree of teaching. You him with a black face. You him, daddy say, all the way to if he asks your black ass what your name is, you'll tell him he's you and you black as hell. How the hell did you goddamn get a white man and your name ain't Kunta Kinte? No, you Toby nigga with a last name, and that's your white daddy. That's what my daddy taught me to tell a nigga. And I ain't got no problem with telling you that because that's what you are. This man ain't hid a damn thing for you. Just like in his Bible, he put ain't come a time, ain't nothing hid. White man say, I put this shit in a book. Well, the first nigga that wrote or heard of a scene that a white man done put in a book where a nigga don't read, can't read, well, my daddy taught me that's what every nigga need to be trying to do. Because he told me that when he found out that he was this black ass with this bullshit, because he had a graduated same time mama, went to the same college. He said, but he realized that, and my mama didn't. And now at 68, I know what the hell he talking about, because he don't hide nothing from you. These disagreeable spirits, according to them, got on the ship with Noah. You had to understand how these extraterrestrials work. These people went through some changes, and we're going to zoom in and come up and park around about and see some different changes. We're going to park with Hitler. And Hitler belonged to the Thule Society. Look that up, T-H-U-L-E Society. Got plenty of stuff on it. I'm telling you a story. I'm telling you the books to go read if you want to entertain it. Don't believe a damn thing I say. Go do the research. I'm just sharing a story with you. So we come up to the Thule Society, and we see where the vortex, because of World War One and bombing, opened up a black hole over there in the east. You got beings that's below ground. That's another show. These agreeable beings, some of them lived underground. Go get the movie Jedi and Star Wars. They done showed you everything in Star Wars. They done showed you that this was in the east at one time. All of this Doom, the movie Doom, the spies, all of that. And Star Wars and the Jedi's is one of the greatest movies they put out of them, of how it used to be. What they say is science fiction. It is not science fiction. Play the opposite with this white boy when you're doing counterintelligence on it. If you study with the Jews, you already know the system that the Jews, I mean, we do using counterintelligence. We're using his intelligence against what is true. This is written. The Bible clearly tells you, do not remove the ancient landmarks in the book of Proverbs four times. It tells you that. meaning you read in the Bible about the Ancient of Days, where we talk, this is what we're talking about, what happened in the Ancient of Days. Let's zoom over. We got these giants, and they was wicked. Now, let's zoom over to Dabarim 2. That's Deuteronomy, the second chapter, when Noah's children had started a new world. This is what they call the second dispensation. See, you had Adamites. We call them the Adamites, which the Jews call them. You had the Adamites. They was destroyed all but Noah. All but Noah. And when that happened, his family broke off, and you know the story, all the way up, and they started appropriating, gathering people and tribes and mixing. They were nomads. And so this mixed with that, mixed with this, and they became the tribes that known today as Israel and Judah and Yehuda and Yasharal. But when we go into the second chapter of Deuteronomy, and we will find that they are start talking about the mixing of the seed, what they saw at that time. And them first five chapters in Deuteronomy tell you about tribes of people called the Zenzimonims, and they have a whole list of different tribes of people that's listed down there. As you read, those are tribes of people that lived with these people was freaks of nature. These people was, and after they mix and mix and mix, you'll see at a time period that they became who they are today. But when we go back in the beginning, we can understand how all of this got started that came over here, how in the East something happened in the East. So we have to understand that we're dealing with tests there. We have to understand what happened in the East. And it's a lot of things that we have to understand. But right now, this is one of the most crucial things that I don't find too many people talking about. When these gods came to earth and took over the women, they started worshiping God, was worshiped as God for the people because they was feared at that time. And if you go back in the movie Kull and Kona, the Barbarian, and all of that, they be telling you about the ancient gods of that time period. Well, that's not science fiction. That's their history. That's their story. That is not science fiction. This is their story that they be telling us. I mean, they have told us for years. We can go back even to when I was a little boy of Vincent Price and Christopher Khalid. All of this about the Cobra Woman, the man with the gills. Well, these people actually lived. Pegasus. These was freaks of nature. These was alien beings, according to the ancient writing, that had came and mixed their seed with the creatures of the earth. They were called agreeable Elohims, in Hebrew, beings. What gets you all tied up in the King James Bible is that they went in the 1890s to Big G and the little G. And you can't understand Big G. Nobody's language but this language would come up with Big G and little G. It is in nobody's language. He translated this out of Hebrew. You can spell P-E-A-R with a little P, and you can spell P-E-A-R with all capitals. when he get through with it, it's still a goddamn pair. It ain't a big G and a little G when it come to that word God. That's where your white daddy done bullshitted the theologians with doctor's degrees and summa cum laude. Ain't no such thing. I don't give a damn if an apple is an apple where it's spelled little A or whatever in the language that you damn speaking. It doesn't change. So your ass done change time, you change that. See, we had to know who this change is. Ain't that what y'all's boy Barack say? A change is going to come. You do a little Sam Cooke on y'all's ass. See, he tell you, see, that's where Grandpa was born, by a river in a little old tent, and that's where he died, in a tent. See, he loved the tent. That's the reason I love the tent. So we're going to be born by the river in the tent, so we're gonna understand what happened. Something happened bad over there in the east and came to the west and conquered the world and all the colored people and got them started. Certain beasts had this bred it with, like the cow, the hog, the pig, all of these animals had bred it, which was in the 11th chapter of Leviticus, tell you clean animals and unclean animals. And when you read where it says beast of the field, don't break this law. It was an everlasting covenant that the Jews told us about, that this was an everlasting, do not break covenant of what they told you, what was clean to eat and unclean to eat. Don't break this covenant. If you did, you would become a beast of the field, meaning that the spirit of these alien beings that had produced the cow, produced the hog, produced this, the meats that you love so much, it would affect you. You would start mutating, picking up their DNA, and then after certain generations of time, you would become them, a beast of the field. Sister Arlene, I learned something from Sister Arlene's great teaching when she was teaching about melanin and different stuff. She said, one thing that you can use as a school of thought, I have made it, in writing my quizzes, I have made it one of my questions on my Q&A, called my hit list, to use as on my hit list as a school of thumb, which is an old wise proverb saying. Sister Arlene say, if anything walk away from you, swim away from you, fly away from you, in three words, use only three words, answer the question. The question, answer to that question is, don't eat it. If it walk away, fly away, crawl away, or anything above from you, swim away from you, you ain't supposed to eat it if you in the true ways of Yah and you are on time or none of its products that it makes, meaning dairy, meaning that you... Yes, sir.
Brother, five minutes.
Okay. Meaning that you were directly on the money. You had to understand that you had to produce a nation of people like that, and you had to produce your people like that. You had to be produced like that. You had to will your mind to do this, because according to the Jews, these extraterrestrial beings had already come and mated with the creatures. They were called disagreeable spirits and agreeable spirits. You have some creatures that, through the prehistoric time, managed to evolve into who they are, especially the people called an ant. We'll take up where we left off next week, and I hope we travel, you know, with tower power and Brother Tyrone Davis. And to the next time, I say Yah Shalom.